Benny, Benni, Strange, Strange, 72248, 1/11/2024. It's a 75-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, DJD, weakness, and weight loss, period. Patient is on hospice because of end-stage COPD. Patient is a smoker. He continues to be short of breath. He has refused oxygen, but is now more amenable to using oxygen and wants to use oxygen, period. He's a niece and provider, Shervatta, Shervatta, S-H-E-R-V-A-T-T-A, tells me that he's confused. He's having increased back pain, knee pain, and having issues with increased shortness of breath to the point that he's requesting oxygen, where he had denied use, he had refused using oxygen in the past, period. In the paragraph, he continues to smoke, but because of his confusion, he's not smoking as much, period. Shervatta called me later to give me his weight after she got a hold of his old scale, and he has lost 5 pounds from the previous evaluation, period. He continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent, has decreased appetite, has needs, also has is becoming more and more ADL dependent, period. His caretaker, Shervatta, he will not be able to stay by himself without the help of Shervatta, his niece and provider, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. The change in the requirement of oxygen and confusion is associated with his end-stage COPD and hypoperfusion. Thank you.